T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this is kind of a long story, so I'll try to keep it short. My boyfriend, Josh, has this party every year on Labor Day weekend. His parents, they have this beach house out in Sandbridge, and they have this deal that if he cleans and closes the house for the season, he can have his friends over for a party.
Oh.
Yeah, so every year a bunch of us all go over there, and it's like this huge end of the summer party.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But this year I couldn't go for the first part of the weekend because I actually had to be in Ohio for my great aunt's funeral. So I was in Ohio till Sunday morning, and then we came back and I went to the beach house.
Okay, so this was kind of a roller coaster weekend for you.
Well, yeah, but it gets even worse. So I get there on Sunday. Everybody's basically just drinking and stuff. And I noticed right away that as soon as I showed up, everybody started acting, like, different, you know? Like, I don't know how to describe it. They were just weird. Like, it was almost like they were surprised to see me, which is weird because I come every year, you know?
So was it almost like you weren't welcome there?
Kind of, yeah.
But isn't this your boyfriend's party?
Yes.
So, like, why would they be surprised to see you then?
Exactly. I don't know. So anyways, like, I put my stuff away in the bedroom. I go looking for my friend Chelsea. And she'd been sending me pictures on Friday night of, you know, just the drinking games and stuff.
Okay.
So I go looking for her, and she's just, like, gone. So I asked Josh, like, where's Chelsea? And he goes, I think she left already. So I text her, and I'm like, where'd you go? And she never texts me back. So, I mean, I didn't make a big deal about it, but that night nobody really wanted to party or anything. They were just all being lazy, like watching TV. And I was like, you guys are being so lame. I wish Chelsea was here. And then one of the guys who was there says to me, yeah, why don't you ask Josh where she is?
Oh, okay. So did you?
Yeah. I was like, why did Chelsea end up leaving so early? He goes, I don't know. Some people just can't hang, I guess.
See, why do I feel like he's lying about that statement?
Okay, see? Like, that's exactly what I thought. So anyways, the past few days, all I'm hearing is that the real reason she left was because of something Josh did, but nobody will tell me anything.
So what do you think happened?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, so here's my guess. My guess is either they got in a huge fight and he threw her out, or the other scenario, which is the opposite.
You know, I mean, Chelsea were my good friends, so it's probably not the opposite.
Well, did you ever get a hold of Chelsea? Like, did she ever text you back?
Yeah, and I asked her if everything was okay, and she said fine, and then asked me how the rest of the weekend went.
So she changed the subject quickly. So it sounds like, okay, you're probably not going to get the truth from Josh or from Chelsea, but now this is exactly where a Z Morning Zoo three-way call comes in handy. So what if we did this? What if we texted both Josh and Chelsea and said the same thing? Something like, I'm about to call you real quick. We need to talk about Hannah. Now, if we do that and then we call each of them at the same time, what you're going to get to hear, Hannah, is a private conversation between the two of them that they think is private, but really we're all going to get to hear what they're saying.
Okay, so how does that work exactly?
Well, we need both of their phone numbers. We'll send the text during the commercial break, and then we'll call them both at the same time, and then we hope to God that they both answer.
Yes.
So either it works perfectly, or it totally blows up in our faces and we look really stupid. But in the end, you'll have nothing to lose either way, because they won't know you're even involved, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so let's get the numbers, and then we'll send each of them a text message. Let's send them something that says like, hey, it's Josh. Hey, it's Chelsea. And then say, I'm about to call you from my work number. Please pick up. We need to talk about Hannah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And then if they both pick up, then, you know, game on. And if either of them text you back, like, what about Hannah? Don't write back.
Okay.
Just write back something like, I'm calling you right now. Because what happens, we'll try to make this happen. They both answer, and we'll all listen when we come back next.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. You tell me.
Well, what's going on with Hannah?
I'm assuming you heard from her.
Not since last weekend.
Okay, well, if you do hear from her, I wouldn't bring up what happened.
Well, duh. I thought you were going to tell her.
I did.
So how did she take it?
I mean, she was upset at first, but then she was, like, sort of cool with it. But she said she doesn't ever want to hear about it again. So if you can't talk to her, just don't bring it up.
So what, she was cool with it?
I mean, look, that's what she said. She said she just didn't want to hear about it anymore. That's all.
But you did tell her.
Actually, yes, no. He didn't tell me about it. So do you want to explain to me what the hell happened? Oh, snap! Chelsea, you want to explain to me what my boyfriend supposedly told me about?
Oh, my God. You're such an asshole, Josh.
Me? What? Don't look at me. I'm not the one responsible for this.
No, actually, we're the ones responsible for this. Josh and Chelsea, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. And right now, you're both on Dirty Work Wednesday. Okay? I'm assuming at this point, since you both admitted something happened and we have Hannah listening in, does one of you guys just want to admit to it now and just get it over with?
You know what? Since this is his fault to begin with, I'm going to let your boyfriend explain.
Oh. All right. So look, okay, what you have to understand is, like, all right, a bunch of us were drunk on Saturday, and we were all kind of just messing around with each other.
Okay, keep going.
All right, so me and Chelsea both just wanted to get some sleep. We were trying to stay up while everybody else was out on the beach, you know, smoking weed and shit. So we ended up in the same bed, and some stuff happened, but we didn't have sex.
Okay, Hannah, he's lying to you again. We did have sex. I'm sorry. I know you probably don't ever want to be my friend again, but I'm not going to let him lie to you anymore, okay? I feel absolutely terrible, and I totally understand if you don't want to talk to me again.
You know what, I appreciate you guys telling me the truth, okay? Yeah, I hope it was worth it, Josh. You guys can just have each other now. You obviously deserve each other.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for ruining my relationship, everybody.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't have lied to me and your girlfriend, you know?
Screw you, Chelsea.
Yeah, you already did that. That's kind of how we got into this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.